Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Beersheba was a place of great significance, perhaps a hard one for Isaac to visit. It was probably where his father Abraham lived out his days, and perhaps the place where he had the last memories of his mother Sarah. It was where Abraham and Sarah had lived for a time. Now they have both died, and it could have been hard for Isaac to think about going back to Beersheba, but he did. When Abraham had been there years before and agreed on the treaty with the previous Abimelech and the commander of the army Phicol, Abraham had planted a tree there. It was probably a pretty good-sized tree by the time Isaac returned, a tamarisk tree. Isaac went to Beersheba, and God blessed him for doing that. God did not say much. He did not say as much this time as he had previously. But what he did say really said a lot. God also appeared to Isaac, and that counted for much more. The Lord appeared to him the same night he went up to Beersheba. And what did he say? I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. What a great encouragement that must have been to Isaac. God identified himself. He did not want Isaac to have any doubts as to who was speaking to him. It is not a territorial God who visited him. It is the same God who had visited his father Abraham, and the same God who had promised Isaac. This is the same God who had come to Abraham and Sarah and told them, "You will have a son. Here is what you are to name him. He will be your son." So Isaac had a lot of connection with this God. God identified himself and made it clear, "I was not just your father's God. I am your God also. I am the God of your father Abraham." That is in the past. Abraham has gone on to his reward. Then God reassures Isaac. He says, "Do not fear. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I am your God as well." He made it plain to Isaac that Isaac had no cause for doubting. He is just as important to God and God's plan as his father Abraham was. It also lets Isaac know without question that God has not forgotten his promise. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake. Abraham was a friend of God. God had a great regard for Abraham in spite of his failings. In part for that reason, God is going to keep his promise to Isaac. God's promise would be fulfilled through Isaac, not Ishmael, pointing out one of the many errors in the Quran. The blessing, the promise God had made would continue, and it included children. I will bless you, and God says, I will multiply your descendants. God had not forgotten. He had promised a great number of descendants to Abraham through Isaac. At this point, Isaac is childless. Jacob and Esau have not been born yet. Perhaps he was wondering. He probably was praying. We are told that in the previous chapter. This is kind of a flashback to before that time. And God appears to him and gives him this great encouragement. Isaac's response was the only right thing he could do. He really could not fail to properly acknowledge all God had done. God had watched over him. God had provided for him. God had blessed him immensely during a time of famine. He had done so there in Abimelech's territory. He kept him safe as they left. Isaac took all of his possessions with him. How could Isaac not be thankful and give God the praise and the glory for that? You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.